Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Millions of African Americans in this country have succeeded greatly, and their contributions to every area of our life, and they have done so much. And now, throughout history, we should celebrate and cherish that success. But this includes tremendous and amazing achievements in art, science, sports, music, business, etc. It includes millions of African-American entrepreneurs, innovators, and the millions of African-American workers in our middle class. But we must also talk about those who have been left behind. The millions suffering in disastrous conditions in so many of our inner cities and neighborhoods afflicted by total poverty, drugs, and horrible, horrible violence that we watch every single night. Every single night, you turn on the news and you see the violence, and it's horrible. No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies and the policies of Democrats who have run our inner cities for literally 50, 70, 80, 90, even 100 years.
100 years.
Nobody has been hurt more than African Americans. There is no better evidence of the fact that Hillary Clinton's immigration policy, which brings in illegal immigrants, is that a true statement? It brings in illegal immigrants and refugees to take jobs from our hardworking African American and Hispanic citizens, and they want those jobs.
Oh, so let's go to Mexico. Okay. What? I mean, one minute he's, praising the African-Americans, then he's trashing the people who come into this country who represent, $600 billion worth of labor that this country benefits from. And then he's like, and now I got to go to Mexico to meet with the Mexican president, Mr. Peña Nieto, who is so corrupt that he's got a 23% approval rating in his own country. He lives in a $7 million home that came under investigation. He apparently got El Chapo. Then El Chapo got away. Then he got him back. His country can't stand him as much as, America really can't stand Donald Trump. So you have these two people who think that they can benefit from each other in some weird way to improve their standing with their own countryman and woman by working together. Now, this has never happened, okay? You have never seen a foreign government invite a presidential candidate to visit the president of a country. It's never happened, but which should tell you that Mr. Peña Nieto has issues in his own country that are insurmountable for him. And Donald Trump has issues in this country that are becoming obviously insurmountable for him. Now, the issue that Donald Trump has is the new voters. This is the most PC thing that you could call the white nationalists, the white supremacists, the racialists. Yeah, come to my skin. Come to my skin. But they, the racialists, they're bailing on Donald because they realize they've been punked. This was just a big game show. Duh. Why are you people always so late to the news? Is it because you live in the rural? Last night, Donald Trump was humping the leg of any African-American who would allow it. It was just the weirdest switch from his hateful rhetoric about every negative black stereotype that you could conjure up in your mind without ever talking about anything meaningful to the black community. By the way, Colin Kaepernick's protest has now gone insanely viral. Good for you. Thank God. People are already, you know, the second that you see the headline, has Colin Kaepernick's protest failed? Anything with a question mark, the answer is no. By the way, if you see articles and you know there's a question mark in the headline, then the answer is clearly no. So I posted one, did Kaepernick's protest fail? No. In fact, all veterans like me were part of a hashtag, Veterans for Kaepernick, saying that we didn't fight and die and we didn't volunteer and we didn't go into the military, so he couldn't protest, okay? That's just that's a gimme. And so they started this amazing hashtag last night, and I got to get scared to post it. I posted it once, my Air Force photos. They're so bad. They're so bad. It's like now that I'm an old cow, as the supremacists call me, now that I'm an old cow, I look better than I did when I was, you know, 18, 19 years old. It's really, you know, apparently, you know, you get the face you deserve by the way you live your life. Just saying. And now Arian Foster, who is, you know, on my Miami Dolphins. Miami has the Dolphins, the lamest football team. They take the ball and then they fall like no one's ever seen. It's in the air, then on the ground. They're never in control. So when you say Miami, forget the Super Bowl. All right. We have a new team now. Arian Foster is our running back. He just in preseason had his first touchdown. Anyway, people were attacking him because Arian Foster was supporting Colin Kaepernick. And he said, you know, racism is still alive in the United States. I get what he's doing. We're all frustrated just to see people dying in our neighborhoods without any repercussions. It's just, you know, it's mind blowing. And he supports Kaepernick. And so he got a lot of tweets from, you know, the people like the Trumpers, like the white supremacists who say, if you don't like it, you know, it's the same thing during the Vietnam War, the unwinnable war, where we were sacrificing, you know, life and limb and 19 year olds by the boat. Loads, and most of them were African Americans. Yeah. So, you know, when we were doing all that, the old farts, the people who have birthed these new white supremacists, they would say, love it or leave it. And of course, the answer was, no, you love it when it's right, you write it when it's wrong, because that's what it takes to have a democracy. You have to stay included in it. You have to fight every single day to keep what we have. It's not something that's just, you know, granted to you by fairy dust and then you don't have to do anything, which is what Donald Trump is selling. You don't have to do anything. But, you know, the whole Trump narrative.
49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand for the anthem. He talked about both you and Hillary in his comments yesterday. Had bad things to say about both you and Hillary. You following that story at all?
Well, I have followed it, and I think it's. I think it's personally not a good thing. I think it's a terrible thing.
Really?
And you know, maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
Yeah, love it or leave it. Go back to Africa. Well, this was not lost on African Americans. This wasn't lost on anybody, actually. This wasn't lost on anybody who thinks, you know, anybody who feels, anybody who, you know, is part of keeping America right. And I mean correct by right. And so he responded, Arian Foster responded to this, if you don't like it here, you can leave thing. And this was like the best answer I ever heard in my life. He said, what do you mean? Where can I go? African Americans are the only people in America who don't have a heritage because of slavery. We're descendants of genocide. And people don't like to talk about that. But it's the truth. We're the descendants of genocide. So when you say you can leave, where to? I don't know where my people came from. Am I from Congo? Am I from Kenya? Am I from the Ivory Coast? I have no idea where my lineage comes from. That's a huge issue as to why there's a self-identity crisis in our neighborhoods. We're taught to hate ourselves for generations. And people are just so quick to say, get over it. Slavery happened a long time ago. He doesn't know where he's from. You know, this happened with a lot of Jews, too. They don't know where they're from. You know, even when you do the 23andMe's, even when you do the Ancestry.com. Well, I found out I'm a freaking Viking when I did Ancestry.com. Who the hell knew? But, you know, usually it comes up Eastern European, which could mean any damn thing. Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. What are we talking here? Are we talking Poland, Russia, Ukraine? Are we talking, you know, we just know Caucasus, meaning we're the whitest of the white people. Which, you know, doesn't tell you much. And then you throw in that I'm a freaking, you know, Viking. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. So this guy has no idea, you know, where should he go back to? When you say go back, where? To where? Where are we going? I'm with you. I don't know where I would go either. I did do, you know, Northern Europe this like a year ago. I didn't feel the vibe. I loved it. Fjords are fascinating, but I didn't feel the vibe. So that's what's going on. So now, you know, Peña Nieto, I'm watching, I'm monitoring it for you. He is so freaking gorgeous. Muy guapo. Oh, ay que Dios. He is. He's stunning. But he's very corrupt, apparently. And he's got a 23% approval rating in his own country. Now, look at Trump standing there all fat and bloated and out of shape with the young and dimpled Peña Nieto with a really good hair doozy. Look at that. Now, that is a cute man. That is a very... Oh. Is he short? Is he... he's going to call him little Peña Nieto. Little Peña. He's a little Peña in my culo. Now, here's what Donald Trump, I think, went down there to do. I think he went down to visit his clothing factories because, frankly, Donald Trump makes his clothes, H-O-N Mexico. Those things have tags on them, and the tags say made in Mexico. And if Donald Trump screws up this relationship with Mexico any worse than he already has, do you realize that, I don't know if you know this, you know who our two biggest trading partners are? Anybody? Anybody? Right, Howard. Howard pointed up to Canada. That's right. And then down to Mexico. Two biggest trading partners. Canada followed by Mexico. Very good. That was huge. Yeah, Canada buys $236 billion worth of our crap, and Canada buys $280 billion of our crap. So those are our two biggest trading partners, and the third one after that is China. But compare China's $116 billion of buying our crap to Mexico's $236 billion of buying our crap. Also, so what does Trump do? He has decided this. If Mexico doesn't cooperate with his wall building notion, if they don't pay for it, which, by the way, Vicente Fox, let me play this for you. I'll translate it. OK, this is where did I put him? Hang on. I got him. I know. I did. Yeah, here he is. I'll translate this for you. Yo puedo traducir.
Fanfarrón, presumido, ignorante, que no tiene ni idea de lo que es sentarse en la silla de la presidencia de los Estados Unidos. Es un lugar de alto respeto. Seguir a un falso profeta como es Donald Trump, seguirlo al desierto sin saber a dónde lleva esta nación, es peligrosísimo.
Él dice que México va a pagar por el muro entre México y Estados Unidos.
Yo tengo una foto que sacó The Washington Post, ahí en el rancho donde está la casa tuya, en la hacienda. Y tiene la hacienda, tiene su pequeña barda de protección. Ahí en esa foto dije, I am not going to pay for this wall.
Okay, what he said there, that was Vicente Fox. Vicente Fox said Donald Trump is a braggart. He's basically called him a kinder word than an idiot, but he's an idiot. He's not fit to sit in the chair of other presidents who have come to Mexico and sat in the chair. that he sits in that chair is just shocking to him, you know, because he's a moron, basically. And he said that there was a picture in the Washington Post of a little house, and it had a little white fence around it to protect it. And, you know, he said it reminded him of Donald Trump. And he said, I'm not going to pay for that effing wall. I think that was pretty self-explanatory. So what Donald Trump has said, and this is amazing, especially for you people that love private business more than you love life itself, more than you love the fetus. Hate the child, but love the fetus. Okay, what he said was, he will stop the wire transfers of money from Mexicans who are here working when they send their money back home, because that's what Mexicans do. They support their family back home that they had to leave, that they miss, that they love. Except Western Union. They make $10.5 million on the transfer fees, and they're not happy about this plan at all. But that's so far Donald Trump has not said anything. Peña Nieto is hogging the spotlight there. Oh, no, here he goes. All right, we'll come back and we'll listen.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.